This is Rob Long with Martini Shot on KCRW. People often think that pitching a television series is unpleasant. It's not, really. It's not easy, of course. You sort of have to work out a lot beforehand, and then there's the awkward small talk to negotiate, but the process itself can be sort of fun. I mean, look, it's the easiest kind of sales call to make. The buyer is in the market to buy. They have a budget all worked out. I mean, it's sort of like selling cars. It's not easy work, of course, but anyone who walks into a car lot and looks around for 5 minutes is going to buy a car from someone. So pitching to studio or network executives is one of the best parts of the entire getting a show on the air process, because everyone in the room wants the pitch to be great. The buyer wants to love it, wants to think there's a hit show there. And the sellers, the studio and the writer, well, naturally they do too. If both parties can somehow stomach the awkward small talk at the beginning of the meeting, then really the whole thing becomes an easy slip and slide. But before a writer gets to the easy pitch, there's a harder pitch to get through. A friend of mine asked me the other day what I was working on, what ideas I was thinking about to maybe pitch in a couple of weeks. So because I've only been in the business for 20 years and I haven't learned much, I told him. It's a multi-generational family show, I said, a comedy about a large dysfunctional family brought together to decide what to do about their unlovable, complicated, domineering father who has slipped into an irreversible coma without leaving instructions about what exactly he'd like them to do about that. I'm calling it Pull the Plug. Sounds a little dark, is what he said, which is true, of course, but not necessarily a bad thing. But it isn't so much what he said, it's how he looked. He was giving a look that writers give to each other when they make the mistake of pitching their material. He was giving me pitch face, which is this. Nothing, just blank. So blank, really, that anything that follows it, anything from sounds a little dark, to could work, to interesting, to sounds promising, all carry the same emotionless, drained quality, that non-enthusiasm. Compared to pitch face, network executives are positively radiant with encouragement, like preschool teachers. The moment I shared my tiny little shard of an idea, I regretted it. The minute I said, well, it's about a, I just should have clammed up. Because even though I know all about pitch face, I have even been known to give it myself, it still manages to make me think, maybe it is too dark. Maybe I should come up with something else. But that's the trick, right? To being a writer, or maybe to being a human being in general, every idea seems thin or dark or silly or stupid or impossible until someone else does it. And then you think, why did I let pitch face get in my way? So I'm not going to. But for the record, that's not really the idea I'm working on, the one I just mentioned. I don't want to tell you what I'm really thinking about, because pitch face also travels through the air. And that's it for this week. Next week, we'll register. In the meantime, go to kcrw.com/martinishot and share your pitch without pitch face. For KCRW, this is Rob Long.